Hello, and welcome to the General Knowledge Force. Your main man, Kevin. Today, we're going to go into social media. Yes, that's right. You know, your Facebook, your Snapchat, your Instagram. Thing is, how good is social media really for you? What are some of the impacts that it's had on our society and how it has permanently impacted our social abilities from here on out? Guys, I'm so excited for you guys to be here now. And just get ready for this journey to really unfold. Hello, 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 everybody. It's your main dude, your main guy, your main man, Kevin, here with my best pal, Shane. Shane, want to say hello to everybody?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Oh, ho, ho. All right. Shane, are you ready to do a podcast today?
I hope I'm ready. I'm talking in the talk voice.
Let's go. That is one talk voice. Absolutely. All right. So for our topic today, we're going to go over social media. Yes, we're going to go there. So Shane, I know I really want us to start off at the very beginning of social media. So tell me about your first interaction with it. What was social media to you when you first started?
So social media for me, when I first started, I believe it was MySpace.
MySpace.
I think I was about 10 years old, and this was back in the 2005s.
Goodness, oh, forever. Yeah. That feels like a lifetime away.
Right, it wasn't too far ago. But I remember making a silly account, and that's about it. And it was with a song by Chamillionaire. Oh yeah, Riding Dirty is what it was.
I feel like putting a song on your MySpace profile was like the biggest thing.
That was like the snack back in the day.
Having
the cool background and then just like random pictures of random cool things or like links to funny junk or addicting games.
Yeah, right? I feel like whatever song was on that person's profile was kind of like what you use to kind of identify them. Which was really crazy. Like, I would go to, like, you know, random friends' profiles and be like, oh, okay, so this is them, before I even met them.
Right, you just kind of, like make a pre-judgmental decision.
Yeah, right, yeah. And MySpace was actually, like, I don't know, back when I was in middle school, I really thought it was fun. You know, I the only thing I didn't like about it was the fact that you ranked your friends. So you would have, I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. You'd have like your best friend, your ones, your two, your top 10 and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And like you would have, like, you had to have your girlfriend be your number one.
Right.
Otherwise you were just like a monster.
Oh man. See, I wasn't in the dating scene back when I was, you know, 10 years old, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess I am a little bit older than you. But yeah, I know I ever putting girlfriends of mine as number one on my MySpace, and that was such a huge thing. And if I remember seeing other friends, I think that there's only one example I had where he didn't do that.
Oh my goodness, what happened to
him? Oh my gosh, he got, I can't even fully remember, but I'm sure he got absolutely bitched at.
Oh man, he gets tore up or something like that. Oh goodness.
Well, it just shows that, like, how much social media meant to people even back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just crazy. Like, people will just go ahead and will decide to judge people based on their social media, like you just said, rather than actually getting to know them as a person. It was just an easier way for people to pull it off. And of course, like, as time went on, like, I personally really like MySpace, but I noticed there was this slow transition over to Facebook.
I remember that.
I heard people being like, oh, Facebook this, Facebook that, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, well, on Facebook, can you set your own music? Can you set your own?
Right? It would start to be in like a contest, like who's going to the dark side of Facebook instead of MySpace? Who's leaving?
Yeah, right? I looked at Facebook and I was like, this is just so bland. Like, why would you
want
this?
Just like a white page, nothing really to look at. And when you could have your cool Chamillionaire background that was all green with money signs and guns.
Yeah, right? You could really personalize your MySpace way more than your Facebook ever could.
Right.
But I like how as time went on, everyone just slowly merged over. I think what really got me to go over is just because everyone I knew just stopped using MySpace.
Right.
I didn't really question why, but I eventually realized it's because MySpace just kept getting hacked.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I never, like, really used it after my first experiences with it, so.
Yeah, apparently since it was so configurable, there was one guy who injected a script into somebody's, he injected a script into his own profile, so anyone who went there had that script run on their browser, thus extracting information. off their machine. So this kind of just started like a big spiral for MySpace. So many people were just like, oh my goodness, can I really trust this application? And the thing is, since it was so configurable, like the fix to get rid of that security issue of someone injecting that script required them to remove the core features of what made MySpace so good.
Okay, so that's what like caused its downfall.
Yeah, it just kind of like slowly spiraled. And we all know security issues are a big no-no. If you have any kind of security problem, people just freak out, as they should, because who wants...
Like, who's trying to get all their info stolen, getting the ID taken, all your credit cards, and anything that you typed in is what he was taking, basically?
Yeah, and there was so much more information on MySpace than there would be on Facebook. I would say Facebook was way more security-oriented than MySpace. You could look at, again, you could look at anyone's MySpace and really get an understanding of... like who they were, what they were interested in, or at least how they were trying to portray themselves.
Right.
Which is a huge, huge thing, which kind of leads to, you know, like, what was, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat through our time, like, over the past, like, 10 years? You know, like, we started with MySpace, we moved that, made that transition over to Facebook. What was it like? What was our experience with the apps moving forward? How did they progress? I know for me... like, Instagram became a huge part of my life. I know, I remember I had a friend who was very Instagram savvy and had, like, thousands of followers on Instagram, and Instagram was his life.
Oh, man. That's wild, man.
Yeah, and... but what would you always find on his Instagram?
I have no... I don't know, because I never really use it.
Yeah. You would see him, you would see really good pictures and really funny and classy captions. And... you know, it was really different because, you know, you see these people on Instagram, you create, it gives you like an image of how they are, but, you know, you don't see these crazy captions in person. You know, like when you meet these people, when you talk to that person in person, you soon realize that, oh, wait, no, he's putting all of his energy into portraying this image. Like, this isn't who he really is. You know, you only really see on that Instagram page with those thousands of followers, you got to see this image of this person that was, in a sense, perfect. You got to see how he wanted to embody himself and how he wanted the world to portray him. But at the same time, it hid away and shunned the very things about him that were weaknesses or things about him that were struggles. The thing that really gives a person... character, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh man, so basically the Instagram is being used as a tool to show the pish posh and super fancy parts of people's lives, these brief moments that get captured in time and displayed to the rest of the world, but they're not projecting any of the bad stuff that happens around them or any of the times that just aren't so good, or they're just normal, or, you know, the bad time. Like, anything. All these things that you're saying can help define somebody's character in the future.
Absolutely.
By getting over these problems. So, like, you're seeing this, like, glamored up Barbie doll version of somebody's life.
Yeah.
Instead of the real thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's really cool. But one thing you'll notice really quickly is that is how detrimental that is to everybody else. You know, everyone, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in my life where they've been so just overly depressed because they've looked at people on social media, they've seen people like the person I just described on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and been like, they live this perfect life. What do I have? Like, I've had so many horrible things happen to me. Like, but this person, all these people just live these perfect lives.
Are you saying it like incites jealousy or like a longing for that particular thing that
I would say
people
both.
Are consuming?
I would say both. People actually believe, people, at least at that point in my life, believed, and I'm sure people still do now, believe that that's the reality. That that's how these people actually live. That they don't have any problems, they don't have any issues, and the issues is only something that they experience themselves.
And you feel like that artificial projection is having a negative effect on other people consuming
material. Absolutely.
Right.
Of course.
I can agree with you with that.
And who wants to, you know, on social media, on anything, who would want to post make a post or post a picture of them getting a divorce?
I mean, nobody really wants to, but I'm sure there's some people that do. You know, some people probably do, especially people that just really want attention.
Yeah, right? They're looking for some kind of positive outcome out of it. And that's the whole point. Like, you don't want to ever put something on there that could potentially make you look bad or shun your persona.
Right. You don't want to hurt your ego is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just kind of like baffling to see like how depressed some people can get just from looking at the social media and not really realizing and becoming aware of what it really is.
Right. So it does seem to have a pretty detrimental effect on people's minds. Especially like whenever you talk about like just pure like real life social interactions, like it can somehow have a negative effect on the way that you interact with people like face to face. Like you have a harder time, like you don't have that screen in between you is like what I'm trying to say. Like you don't feel like you're wearing that mask. You feel like there's a filter between you whenever you're speaking through the screen. And like people are more inclined to say things they wouldn't say when they're typing it as opposed to when you're talking face to face with somebody. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, like if someone like on Instagram someone leaves a comment on your photo. Now you have the time to literally look at that comment, read it, think about it, and then type out a response, if give a response at all. And that person you know, doesn't know any different. All they know is you either responded or you just didn't. Mm-hmm. And that is the crucial difference. Like people will look at these comments and be like, wow, what a nice response or what a nice saying. I wish I could do that in person. But maybe what they're saying isn't real. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're, again, trying to portray this persona, which is another thing. Like, social media allows people to become something that they're not.
Right, and that's why you get some like a whole bunch of these trolls peoples. All the trolls that like just type horrid type just awful things to like just people that don't deserve it. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's a lot of people. But like those people, you'd see them out every day and I bet they're just normal, everyday people trying to project something.
They probably have, let's say, like, they have their own issues.
Right,
that they're trying to deal with.
And they're, like, that's their venting style.
That allows them to, rather than focusing on their own problems, they're able to assert them onto someone else. Mm-hmm. And causing that other person pain by trolling them makes them feel better.
Right.
Which
it's like bullying. It's like shitty.
It's literally bullying. It's a bullying in a form that has no punishment.
Mm-hmm. Like there is no drawback to it.
You control people all.
Especially if you're like aliased up and you have a persona that or this facade that you've placed online. You're under like an account incognito name. You're not yourself. You're just like in a cloak.
You're Troll Master 69 for all I know.
Right? Exactly. Just some rando.
And like, I can't get anything from that information. That's just some random name. You're literally
potentially hurting somebody like really badly. A lot of people get driven to like suicide and shit from that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Again, because of these, social media really allows us to bring out our best side through these Instagram profiles and Facebook profiles, so on and so forth, and also our worst.
Right.
By being able to create a whole other persona that is this troll, which is this monster, which is this creature out to get other people because of their own issues.
Right, it's wild. Oh, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, so like these scenarios that, of course, you would hear about when people were kids that they'd experience. Like, for example, people, as you were saying, bullying. People in like elementary, middle, high school getting bullied a whole bunch. That was the way of that coming out originally. And now I'm confident it's still very much a thing, but now it's also being portrayed through social media where even adults can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Oh my goodness, this creates this whole other layer. But hey, I'm gonna go ahead and give us a moment right here for a quick break just to have a short, quick message from us.
Solid.
Hey, didn't see you there. So I've got one question for you. Do you hate ads? Oh, wow, me too. Sounds like we already have a lot in common. Here on the General Knowledge Force, Shane and I are committed to a zero-ad podcast platform. But in order to keep this up, though, we unfortunately do need your help. All that we humbly ask is that you like, follow, subscribe, and share to help us really get this podcast going. Now, if you want to go a step further and become a super-duper awesome pants, consider becoming a patron on our brand new Patreon. Here, you can get access to our official Discord server, have live chats with Shane and I, and of course, vote on the next topic in our podcast. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Now let's get back to it.
All right, and we are back with the topic on social media. So, Shane, you're about to say something?
I was thinking here about it and, like, the parameters of social media and, like, what... And, you know what? I think games... our social media too.
What?
And yeah, we've been sitting here talking all this shade about social media, and then in my head I just classified like multiplayer video games and like especially MMOs as social media, or at least a form of it.
But how can that be? Like, because social media is based on you as a person, where a game is like just a character you're playing.
But not necessarily. Potentially, especially like MMORPGs, most people like make lots of different characters to like live vicariously through their character in another world as a projection of themselves. So like, yeah, people get really deep into that shit. And so like, yeah, that could potentially be a form of social media. And like, cause you're building this huge network of friends that you play with all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, you're constantly like, talking to them, and like that's your social interactions, like in total. Like, lots of people like don't go do anything, their main social interactions are via straight multiplayer on video games.
So, yeah, because in video games, you're, again, as you're saying, like you're building a character, you're building this persona. But as we were talking about earlier in the episode, social media is all about just portraying this character,
right? So,
of you,
so yeah, that could. Totally be, you can draw that line in between the two things, and there's your similarity, and I believe you can classify video games, especially, or maybe just multiplayer video games, as social media. So, like...
Wow, and even on a lot of, like, MMO stuff, you can totally share stuff across other forms of social media, like Facebook, Twitter...
Absolutely.
Through screenshots.
And you're, like, on Discord and other chat platforms, or, like, Skype and whatnot, TeamSpeak, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So...
And you even, like... I've even met people that have played MMOs and actually, like, gone through the process of actually meeting other people that they played on those games.
Right. A couple buddies of mine like went and hung out with people they just solely met on an MMO video game. They went out and had dinner with them, met them in a different state, and they all had a good time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right.
And like, you totally could do that through social media, too. Like, I know plenty of people, well, I guess I don't personally know plenty of people, but I know that there are plenty of people that will, like, just DM random people on Instagram and, like, create friendships that way. Just through, like, mutual liking each other's photos and stuff like that.
Right. So, like, it's not all bad then, right? Can't all be bad.
I guess it does serve its purpose, where it does allow us to create relationships. And social media does allow us to go even further with, you know, like, dating platforms.
Right.
You know, like, you know, Bumble, Tinder, all those. There's an option where you can sync your social media platform with that app, and that allows people to kind of, well, I think the main part is people actually get to know that you're real. Not just some bot on this platform.
Wait, don't they call that, like, catfishing somebody? Is that what it is when you, like, pretend to be a something and then you, like... Pull the wool over someone's eyes, and then you pop out on them. You're like, I don't really look like that. I look like this.
Oh my gosh! Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what it's called?
There's a whole show called Catfish where
they
dive in.
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh, I don't watch it anymore, but I used to watch it all the time. It was actually pretty crazy. Some of the instances, like people will just talk to people for years, never seeing what they actually look like, and just believing that there's something that they're not.
Because that kind of shit happens in like video games, especially MMOs. Like you'll have like your people will pretend like they're a female, be playing female characters, and they'll try to make other people that they've never met believe that they are in fact what they are not online.
Yeah,
or like
right?
they'll catfish them via an MMO, but I don't know what the MMO catfish term is.
I've personally never heard of it happening on an MMO before.
I'm sure it's happened.
I'm absolutely positive that it's happened. Yeah. Oh my gosh, those people will always exist. But yeah,
pretty wild prospect, isn't it? Oh my goodness. So video games are they're a form of social media. Well, at least the multiplayer ones are, and so, they're not all that bad, but they have their vices.
So that's a pro, social media. Then
right.
We have the dating platforms, like I was saying.
Right.
What are other pros?
I'm struggling to find one. As of right now, I don't really like using social media, because like you'll get stuck in that like endless scroll loop, that's just that's
it
rough.
Just drains your time.
Yeah,
and then the ads. Oh my
gosh, dude!
I feel like the ads in social media is partially what inspired us to have a no ad podcast platform, because
yes.
We have just like been conditioned to just believe we're just like so just sick and tired of all the ads.
Oh my god, I hate that. Like it just screams in your face.
Literally,
it's a bunch of bullshit.
Everywhere you go, there are all these corporations that are just fighting to just take your time, just to just hope that you'll actually buy their product.
Right,
and it's just.
Like, how much money are they spending on all that?
Oh my gosh. They spend a lot of money, and they only really get... Well, it really depends on what kind of ad you're doing, but ads on social media, I bet they only get, like, a 5% return at most. People do not even read
ads. Are everywhere, and they're, like, scream in your face, and they're loud, and they're obnoxious, and they're on every video, even, like, people's videos that aren't even running ads, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get on Snapchat, and you look at your buddy's story, and... Sometimes there's an ad after their story.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, hold on, wait a minute.
And then you hit the button because you're like, oh, let me just skip this ad real quick. But then Snapchat won't let you skip the ad.
And you're like, what?
This breaks
darkness?
The whole system. Yeah. So what I usually do whenever I encounter that is I just swipe down. So I'm like, you know what? I was going to watch through all of this. Now I'm not, because screw this ad. So I'll swipe down and just... turn off the app, and I'll come back
right.
to it later on. But right now, I'm in the process where I'm just trying to get rid of Snapchat from my life. I've successfully deleted Facebook. I've successfully deleted Instagram. and the main reason why I got rid of Instagram, besides the ads, is that I kind of felt like it was turned into like softcore porn.
Oh man!
I don't know if you've ever noticed, but. Instagram is so much just like, oh, how nude can people get before they're like banned? Like, there's so much, at least for me, like in my newsfeed, there was just constant just like, oh, here's a woman, here's another woman, here's another woman.
Oh,
okay, this woman.
They probably figured out you're a dude.
Yeah, they probably.
They're like, oh, let's just show them a bunch of ladies.
Yeah, right.
Like, or I think, yeah, so they're like, pulling data off your phone, your personal data, using it to send you ads that are projected towards what they think you would like.
Yeah.
And it's kind of really creepy.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, why am I seeing this? I just want to look at anything but this. Like, just because I have...
Like, show me a car. Show me something.
It's like, this was spawned literally just because I have female followers and females that I also follow, and I like their pictures, and it just caused this whole chain reaction of them just being like, oh, let's just spawn all these female photos on his Instagram feed. And on your feed right now on Instagram, every third photo is an ad. And then now with this extra bit of all these just random females popping up, they have ads in their photos as well. So it just turns into this huge spiral where this app is like 70% ads.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, this has literally just ruined it for me. I can't even use this app anymore because all it is just softcore porn. like, please just stop. And so I just deleted the app and I can't go back. It's literally just part of how it works. And don't get me wrong, they make tons of money off of it. And there are plenty of people that, you know, make millions off of, you know, posting those photos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there are plenty of guys who are like, that eat it all up.
Oh, you know? There's so many creeps.
like years ago, like a decade ago, you had to pay like $20 to see a magazine of that stuff. Now you can just go on Instagram and see it for free.
People are ridiculous. So yeah, I haven't encountered that issue yet on Instagram because I don't use Instagram.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like, I barely far use away.
Facebook. My grandma uses Facebook, so I keep in touch with her sometimes. I don't really ever post.
Yeah,
I've kind of removed everything.
And that's another thing, like posting personal information on Facebook actually like puts you at risk.
Right. Especially if you're like, if you ever potentially want to go to something like into a political future or anything like that. And you happen to like post some nonsense thing that happened to be politically inconsiderate, they can dig that shit back up however many years from
use
the
it
archives.
As a weapon against you.
Damn.
It's you're literally volunteering information out there. Let's say, for example, I remember seeing plenty of people who posted things like, oh, 4 months, 3 days till I go on vacation for a whole week.
Oh,
dude, you're literally letting you're literally letting any like potential robber know that you way ahead of time, way in advance, that you are leaving, literally leaving, and you're giving him a week window to come to your place, take all your stuff, and walk out without any concern whatsoever.
But don't they have, like, privacy things that, like, counteract that type of shit so you're not, like, public? So only your friends' information?
You totally can do that, absolutely. Now, the examples that I'm referring to were just on people's stories. And people
people that just post publicly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, hey, because they want to brag that they're going on spring break.
Mm.
And I get it. You want to show off that you're going to Panama Beach or, you know, Myrtle Beach, something like that. That's cool. I get that. But posting that out there puts you at so much risk. Like, if you post a picture of where you live, like your house that you just purchased, now people have a way to, they can just look at that house, go on Google Maps, boom, people know where you live. Like, that's just a scary thing. Like people are able to figure out your address from your Facebook profile in about roughly like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a moment to realize that. That's why I personally don't, if I ever post anything on Facebook, it's something that happened a week ago or months ago. And it's positive stuff. Like, I'm just not going to let anything out there that could potentially put me at risk.
Interesting.
Because people will use that against you. And it's
right.
And it's crazy. And now you have this, on top of that, it adds to that pressure of, oh, well, if I put anything negative out there, it punishes me even more. So people are even more enforced to put stuff on there that is only positive, thus enforcing this false persona of yourself.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh.
So social media, potentially a monster.
It's
potentially has some little good things. Keeps you connected with people. Gives you a network that, like LinkedIn. Is LinkedIn it's considered social media?
Yes.
And like lots of people get jobs with that though, right?
Yeah. So LinkedIn is probably the best form of social media above all, in my opinion.
Well, arguably video games.
LinkedIn, well, I guess like LinkedIn is really good about the whole career aspect. I know I've gotten job in the past just from being like going on LinkedIn and just saying that I was interested in positions. That's how I got some jobs. And I recommend it. I personally don't get in on it anymore though.
Right.
Just because I get spammed from recruiters.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
drawback.
Yeah, there's a drawback there. Like even if I say, hey, I'm not interested at all, they just keep spamming.
There's like hounding you.
Yeah.
Well, that's rough. You might, well, at least you're a good candidate, you know that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and like, I don't know, some of them just, they search for a criteria and they just send the same message to everyone in that criteria and hope that 1% of them responds.
Okay.
That's kind of how they see it. Like,
so they're just like, just throwing it out like propaganda.
Blow up the whole community, let's see who responds, and if they respond, we'll like talk to them over the phone and maybe we'll let them continue. It's all about just throwing that line and seeing what catches, which is crazy. But let's talk about a bit of the future of this. So, down the line, what are some of the impacts that social media has going forward? And I feel like the main thing is our social aspect in person, kind of like what you were saying earlier.
Right.
It's going to be so much harder for us to have a conversation.
Like face-to-face, like...
People are so intimidated about talking to people face-to-face, like, especially, like, introverts are now way more introverted than they originally were.
Oh, man, you get, they're almost agoraphobic.
It's not long before they, like, start, like, their body morphs from just being so introverted.
Goodness.
I think I saw this one photo one time, like, of, like, computer nerds, how they'll just hide in the dark all the time and on their computers away from the sun and just be sitting down all the time, and they start turning into, like, a ghoul.
Oh, my goodness. Those little drawings that are, like, the evolution of a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can see what you're saying. I mean, yeah, like, maybe we're going to get a lot more recluses that, like, want to stay inside, and or people that just don't want to go out and chill, especially with all this, like, COVID nonsense going on.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
And, like, it goes to another thing, like, health. Like, our immune systems are going to dampen from this.
Right,
like,
right.
Since everyone wants to stay inside all the time and just use social media, and then social media is brainwashing you for these corporations, it's just like...
And this is, like, generational through in the future, potentially. In the next, like, 4 or 5 decades.
And then on top of that, your attention span, like new social media platforms like TikTok, you
mm-hmm.
know, originally...
5 second videos and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here for... Oh, bam. And here's an ad, bam.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was... You know, it started with movies, then it was TV shows, then it was YouTube videos, and then it was TikToks.
Right.
And now here we are with these 5 second videos that people
ADD
are...
everywhere.
So people now have the shortest attention span they've ever had before in history. So people, but the thing is, in order to create this content or create these videos, in order to create, finish a project, it requires a lot more time to get that complete. I know the projects that we've been working on together, it's taken us weeks, months in order to get where we want to be. And
true.
It's going to become harder and harder for the future generation to be able to accomplish real world tasks when they're so conditioned to the short bursts of social media. So I think we're about hitting our time limit here. Shane, is there anything else that you want to mention before we wrap this up?
I really don't have anything to mention or omit.
Nope.
So I feel like we're good.
Okay. Well, I want to go ahead and follow through with giving a big shout out to our first, very, very first patron, Steve. Thank you so much for hopping on and being a part of the General Knowledge Force. We are super excited for you to be here.
Steve! You're super awesome, Pants!
Dude, you are amazing. Thank you so much for believing in us. We were going to send you a direct invite to our official General Knowledge Force Discord, where you can start joining us in deciding what's going to be in our future episodes and being a part of our community.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you again. And... Guys, thank you so much for hanging on here with us. I know Shane and I, we actually absolutely have a blast going through these podcasts with you guys. And hopefully we've shed a bit of knowledge for you if you're a big social media fan. And if you hate social media, well, we've just proved your point.
Right. Yeah, I hate it too.
All right, guys. Well, we hope that you have an absolutely fantastic day. And we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Oh, and before I forget, next week we're going to have Dr. Michael Leone with us. And we're going to go over an episode of How to Find Your Happiness, a topic that's, you know, rarely talked about. So let's dive into it next week, guys. Again, can't wait to see you then.
Yeah.